AI News by Conjero.
Welcome to the AI News Roundup for June 7th, 2026. Three items that matter for products, power, and engineering. First up, Meta turning AI agents into a paid business with tiers, caps, and hardware ambitions. Then a possible sovereign stake in OpenAI that would change how AI gets built. And finally, Alibaba's Qwen 3.7 Plus nudging multimodal models toward real GUI automation.
On Hatch, Meta plans its first paid AI agent in the U.S. this July, pairing a free tier with a higher usage Hatch Plus plan that can run as high as $200 a month. The offering comes with explicit usage caps and tiered behavior, signaling a deliberate move to monetize persistent agent experiences.
That move matters because per-agent pricing and caps change incentives. Users will decide whether to keep agents active, and developers will design agents to fit tiers. It's a shift from volume-driven APIs to packaged, subscription-style agent products.
Meta's not stopping at pricing. The company's framing suggests hardware ambitions, too. Invest in edge compute or custom devices reduces latency, controls data flows, and preserves margins. And it gives Meta another lever to shape how agents are delivered.
About OpenAI, negotiations with the U.S. administration point to a new financing model. Sovereign capital could mean more than ownership changes. It could reach into release schedules, data governance, and product controls, not just board seats or dividends.
That kind of state stake rewrites incentives. A sovereign investor can prioritize national security, export policy, or industrial strategy. Procurement and policy goals could influence product roadmaps, access rules, even model capabilities.
There are trade-offs. Government involvement might lock in stronger safeguards or slow innovation through extra controls. It could also push AI development toward closed ecosystems rather than open scientific exchange, with global interoperability consequences.
On Qwen 3.7 Plus, Alibaba has paired strong visual understanding with agent behaviors so the model can operate GUIs, write code from templates, and assemble apps end-to-end. Technically, it's a step toward autonomous interface work, not just answering questions.
Practical wins are obvious. Automating repetitive GUI tasks, speeding up prototyping, turning screenshots into working workflows. But autonomy brings reliability questions, error handling, drift, and clear human override mechanisms.
Deployment and safety will determine adoption. Autonomous GUI agents need sandboxing, fine-grained permissions, and audit trails. Expect enterprises to be earliest adopters, where ROI and control are clearer than on consumer devices.
If you step back, these three threads are converging on who controls the stack. Platforms monetizing agents, states seeking governance leverage, and models gaining action-oriented multimodality, each shaping incentives for builders and users.
What to watch next? Meta's Hatch US rollout in July and pricing behavior, any formal deal or governance terms from the OpenAI negotiations, and early enterprise integrations of Qwen 3.7 Plus. Those developments will signal whether control rests with companies, states, or tools themselves.
That's our roundup for today. We'll keep tracking how money, policy, and technical capability redraw the map. Tune in next time.
AI News by Conjero.